AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Tiger Woods has surgery for serious injuries following a rollover crash in an SUV in a steep two-lane road in a Los Angeles suburb this morning.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva said at an afternoon news conference, impairment did not appear to be a factor in the vehicle rollover involving Tiger Woods Tuesday morning in suburban Los Angeles.
They did not see any evidence of impairment, anything that of concern. Obviously, the life-saving measures that had to be taken for the occupant of the vehicle.
Villanueva said the vehicle appeared to be traveling at a high speed and
no skid marks, no braking. So apparently the first contact was with the center median.
Woods was extricated from the vehicle and taken by ambulance to an area hospital in serious condition. Woods' agent and authorities said he underwent surgery for leg injuries sustained in the crash. I'm Mike Gracia.
Woods has had two other crashes in recent years. He's also been recovering from his fifth back surgery, which was just before Christmas. A grand jury in Rochester, New York, did not indict seven police officers in the death of Daniel Prude. Their body cameras showed a hooded Prude, who is black, handcuffed, naked on a street before he eventually stopped breathing. State Attorney General Letitia James, whose office investigated his death, says the system favors police.
The system too often allows officers to use deadly force unnecessarily and without consequence. And that is a system that at its core is broken.
Lawyers for the seven officers who were all suspended after the video was made public some 6 months after Prude's death say that they followed their training and that Prude's use of PCP was the root cause of his death. The officers will remain on leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation. That's according to the Rochester Police Chief Cynthia Harriet Sullivan. The Justice Department plans to review James' findings in the case. This is AP News. President Biden meets online with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Before COVID, President Biden would have welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in person, but this year it was done by video conference.
Our nations share close geography and history that will forever bind us together.
And tackling the pandemic and economic recovery topped the list.
Women are dropping out of work in the workforce at alarming rates. Black, Latino, and Native are also, and other minorities are particularly hard hit.
Prime Minister Trudeau applauded Biden for returning the U.S. to the Paris Climate Accord.
U.S. leadership has been sorely missed over the past years.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Class action lawsuits filed in Nevada against Geico, Allstate, State Farm, and seven other major insurance companies. The suits allege the companies charge excessive premiums during the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.